www.blogtalkradio.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As always, lots to talk about. Your calls are primary if you make them. And in the meantime, between your next call, we will talk about stuff that interests us, like this story out of ArsTechnica.com. Clueless video game bill nears passage in New York. Trying to pass legislation that impacts how games can be sold or what has to be put on them is a popular and expensive way of sending the message that you're concerned about the issues that affect the youth of today. That is, if you're a politician.
Mm.
It sounds like someone's on the line over there. I don't know who that is. Do we have someone? A caller? Studio? GCN? Maybe their mic was turned up. Anyway, although every law attempted has gone down in flames and has cost taxpayers at least $1 million through the years, politicians continue to line up and give it a go. The newest bill is A-11717, proposed by Assemblyman Joseph Lentrol, and it's already passed through the New York State Assembly. Now it's on the way to the State Senate. It's a familiar story, but in this case, the New York government is asking for things the industry is already doing. The legislation would require game consoles to include parental locks for mature content. But while this sounds good on paper, every current generation console already has parental controls. This is a great example of the politician running out in front of a parade.
Mm.
This is one of the things that politicians are really good at, is they're all about being popular, right? That's what a politician wants. He just wants people to like him. Right? That's why they won't take really strong stands on things for the most part. They try to appease as many people as possible because they want to be liked. And so,
the things they do take strong stances on are things like crime.
Yes.
You know, stuff that's easy to take a strong stance on.
Stuff they
and a bit ambiguous as to what they mean by a strong stance on crime.
So, in this case, here's the politicians looking for a parade to run out in front of. That is, a group of people doing something that people like, that they can go and join the already existing parade and say, Hey, I'm over here too! I like this idea. In fact, it was my idea! This was always my idea. Sure, the industry, they've been doing this for years, but you know, we're going to go ahead and codify it now. That way it'll look like we did something about the issue of what? Kids playing video games? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's continue the story.
Teen violence.
Not only that, but the ESRB has done a great job of getting the word out on how to use said parental controls. The bill also wants to force games to show their ESRB ratings on the cover of the title.
But they all do.
Which is also something done industry-wide and has been done for a long time.
Yeah.
Every game sold at retail has the ESRB rating on the front cover, with more detailed information on what the content the game includes on the back of the box. Given that the industry compliance on showing the ratings on games is already at 100%, it's unclear exactly what the law would achieve.
Well, it'd make them look good about video games.
Right, and here's where things get a little silly. The bill also says that there will be a group created to make recommendations about game ratings and the effects that games have on youth violence. The group will have 16 members appointed by the governor who will each serve for 3 years. While there is no schedule for how often...
What do they get paid?
That's a great question. I don't know if they answer that.
I'd like to be on this group.
You get to play video games all day.
Well, I'd get paid.
Get paid.
I'm not going to do a damn thing.
Right.
I mean, who said that? They didn't say that this was going to be a full-time job, because it's not going to be. This is just
an advisory panel.
Yeah. Right. So, what are they getting paid?
While there is no schedule for how often the group shall meet, the bill is strict. It has to be at least twice a year. The bill uses a lot of legalese to say the group will meet and try to stop youth violence, including racial and gender-motivated violence and violence against law enforcement.
Because video games have so much to do with gender violence.
They'll do this by talking about video games at least twice a year, with no pay. The Entertainment Software Association has already mobilized its forces against this law. Richard Taylor, Senior VP of Communications and Research, contacted Ars, and he didn't have any kind words for the bill. He points out that the ratings already appear on games, the consoles already have parental controls, and this is much more political than practical. He says, by now I'm sure we're all well aware of the federal government's own statistics on video game sales. A recent FTC, Federal Trade Commission, report showed that retailers prevented the sale of M-rated games to kids 80% of the time, far better than movie theaters preventing kids access to R-rated movies. They only pull that off 65% of the time. And retailers preventing the sale of R-rated DVDs, which they only prevent 53% of the time. So, if anything, the video game retail industry is the most effective at allegedly shielding children from encountering violent games.
Great point.
He said that this kind of investigation then is clearly part of Senator Lanza's crusade against video games and a waste of taxpayers' time and money. The law seeks to legislate issues that the industry is already taking care of.
Shouldn't talk bad about our politicians like that.
So the only gain would come from some form of government control over gaming content. Of course, the movie, music, and publishing industries have resisted efforts to bring entertainment under government control, so this appears to be the latest candidate for a judicial smackdown from a long line of failed bills.
Now that they're elected, you might have had your opinions before these men got elected, but now that they're elected, they're your politicians.
They're your representatives.
And you must treat them with respect. God bless America.
In the end, the politicians will get some publicity since they're trying to protect the children against the so-called evils of gaming. The ESA will get any law passed struck down, and New York's taxpayers will get stuck with the bill. So, yet another example of the politicians trying to find a parade to run out in front of so that later on, this Senator Lanza character, was that the guy that was in Playing Columbine? I know that Danny LaDonne, in his excellent video game documentary, video game violence documentary, Playing Columbine, actually had some slimebag New York senator on board.
I can't answer that. I remember seeing it today, but I don't remember the guy's name.
You watched it again today?
My in-laws, I got my copy got destroyed at Porkfest.
Oh, no.
It did. And so I told Danny LaDonne, and he very nicely sent me another one.
Your autographed copy?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, man. What happened to it?
Well, it's a long story.
Did it involve the fun tent?
It did.
Okay. Say no more.
And, it was a fun tent, right? So, I got my copy in today, and the in-laws are there. This is the only, I don't know how it is for you, but this is the only movie I've been in. So I'm like showing the in-laws, look, yeah. I'm in a movie.
I think that's the only one I've been in, yeah.
Yeah, it is. So I show them the movie, and, my big line with the, I wonder if they did this, there was a Viking, and, Beowulf.
Yeah, you were really good.
This argument has been going on for generations, just essentially making the point that adults have been complaining about what kids have been doing since as long as there have been adults and kids.
Yeah.
Whether it was the Foxtrot, or whether it was rock and roll, whether it was automobile.
Sure.
Necking out at Kissing Point or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All these things it's just the same crap over and over again. And they've been threatening legislation all along. They did it to comic books in the 50s.
Yep.
It's the same thing. So just pipe down and take it easy. The kids aren't going to kill us. They aren't. The kids aren't going to kill us.
Some of the crazy ones might.
A few kids will kill a few adults.
Yeah.
And you know what? That happened before.
Exactly.
Nothing's changed.
But Senator Lanza can now campaign next time and say that he's a crusader against video game violence, and he cares about families. Look, see, here's the proof. He put a bill up, a piece of legislation he was going to mandate, and all these things that were already happening would be mandated. They're already happening. What can you say? 800-259-9231. I know we can go to the next call. We'll go on screen to the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live. Who's this?
Gentlemen, this is Dennis in New Hampshire.
Hey, Dennis, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, my God. I was listening to the radio, and this Nancy Pelosi was talking, and I swear to God, it's Atlas Shrugged. The novel is unfolding around us, and what's really sad is it's not the first time that I've thought that.
All right, first of all, I've heard excellent things about this novel, but for those listeners like myself who are not familiar, what is it you're getting at?
So one of the themes or one of the plot points in Atlas Shrugged is that the government just starts nationalizing stuff, and like they nationalize a bunch of mines and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, right.
And Nancy Pelosi was saying that there's apparently all of this federal land that oil companies can, have the right to drill on. And what she said is mind-blowing. She can't be this stupid.
Ooh, blow my mind in a moment, Dennis. Hang on. 800-259-9231. We will hold off on the mind-blowing statement. Sounds like Dennis is on a car phone, so hopefully he'll stay connected to the cell. More with Dennis, the mind-blowing statement from some politician scumbag in D.C. Here in moments, it's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the updates. Get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever you need to know something about Free Talk Live. You can go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue with Dennis, who is a Free State Project member and early mover to New Hampshire. Dennis, you were telling me that, or telling us that you had heard this Nancy Pelosi character, who is apparently some political scumbag politician in Washington, D.C., talking about something, and you wanted to share that with us. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. She's the president of the House of Representatives federally, which her compatriot here would be Terry Norelli, who is simply a slightly less evil, old, and scary version of Pelosi.
Great.
Same basic ideas.
I'm glad we have our own version of Pelosi here in this state.
Oh, yeah, and she's the president of the House of Representatives, or the speaker, I should say, of the House, which is pretty effing scary. These people better not be in power for much longer. Anyways, Pelosi. What she said was all these oil companies that have rights to drill on federal property, they are going to tell them that they have to drill, or the right will be taken away and given to a company that has promised to drill and go for oil on that property.
Okay.
Which is mind-blowing to me because basically it's not economically viable to go after the oil on this land, but the government's going to force the money in anyways. Well, oh, my God.
Often they'll get the oil companies will get the rights to drill in a particular area and then just hold on to those rights as sort of like a license to a radio station. You can prevent some other company going in and getting the right to drill. So to some extent, I'm not horrified by this.
Well, it's the same principle as a futures market. It's serving the exact same economic function. It's, an expensive future price of oil, which basically motivates the entire economy to look for alternatives and to make things like Canada's shale oil more economically viable. They're basically sucking the energy money that would go into productive investment into getting more energy alternatives and instead literally dumping it on the sand and destroying that investment.
I don't know if I quite follow. Let me see if I've understood what you've said. This Pelosi is saying that the companies that have the deal to drill on the federal lands, if they don't drill, that deal is going to be turned over to somebody else. And you're saying that that's bad because it'll what? I'm confused.
Well, they're not drilling on it right now because it's not economically viable, because it's worth more in the future, as Mark said. It's basically worthwhile to just hold on to it.
Well, to some extent, it's worthwhile to hold on to it just so your competition doesn't get it.
Not real. Well, yeah, then that's because you expect the future price of oil to be higher. If you expected it to stay the same or be lower, you'd start drilling.
That's correct.
So it's a futures market. It is exactly the same thing as the futures market, which you've also heard them cracking down on, that they want to force these profiteers to not profiteer so much. What those people do is say to people who are developing new technologies, it's a market signal is, don't develop an alternative. We're going to make the oil economically viable right now. Those futures markets are a signal telling me invest in oil alternatives, invest in making the oil go farther, invest in, whatever. That signal is not going back. It means the energy problem is going to persist longer and we won't have the solution.
I see. So she's, by forcing some other company to step in and do the drilling, that's going to help hold prices down for a short time.
It's more subtle screwing with the economy.
This is what happens to me, but
it will say you cannot. It will say that it doesn't make as much sense to invest in alternatives.
This is certainly what happens when governments have control over property. They can make arbitrary decisions, and
may even seem right to the majority of the population. Sounded okay to me when I heard it.
Yeah. And the oil companies that I bet thought they had a deal on these lands are going to find out that, no,
yeah,
you've been dealing with a gang.
This is what happens when you make deals with the government.
Yeah, they can break the deal any old time they want and do whatever they want about it. Dennis, any other thoughts?
It's not quite outright nationalization, but it is for all intents and purposes. As far as how it destroys the economy, it is, exactly.
Well, I heard an example of some nationalization going on. I think I heard that the state of Florida, the government people there, are going to take taxpayer dollars to buy a sugar company in the Everglades and then just let it sit. they're just going to let it return to nature or
right,
something
they,
like
well,
that.
Well, the Everglades is a pristine environment, Ian. It must be preserved. It is a sea of grass.
So they're not going to try to run the company, but they are going to buy an entire company and then just let it sit.
Well, how much do we pay farmers every year to not grow crops on their land at a time when food worldwide are sky high and people are starving in third world countries as a result?
Yeah. Well, and don't forget that we keep sugar manufacturers, import, yeah, right, the government prevents sugar importation into this country in order to protect the sugar market. And here Florida is going to buy a company with a bunch of, land in order to let that land go fallow.
Craziness.
Corn and rice, crazy.
Dennis, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, I know you had something from, Jeff, an email. We're going to get to that. But first, a couple quick corrupt cop stories. We haven't done these in a little while. So from StopTheDrugWar.org, they do this every week. There's always fresh corrupt cop stories to go around. Here's this week's. In Indianapolis, this is, again, StopTheDrugWar.org, three Indy Metropolitan Police officers were arrested Tuesday for allegedly participating in a marijuana trafficking ring. Officers James Davis, Jason Edwards, and Robert Long, all in their 30s, were arrested by FBI agents after a federal indictment charging them with conspiracy to possess marijuana with the intent to distribute was unsealed Tuesday morning. Long, who's a narcotics detective, was described as the leader of the conspiracy and is accused of illegally seizing the drug and informing a fourth defendant that he was under investigation. Edwards is accused of illegally seizing marijuana and money, and the indictment says Davis illegally entered apartments to steal marijuana and money. So, look at that, Mark. You've got three cops, one of them who's on the narcotics squad, and of all three, you really have quite a coverage there, don't you? I mean, you've got...
I don't know how they caught him.
Well, the FBI must have done something, who knows? Who knows how they pulled that one off? They got their ways. But they've seized the drug from people that they stop on the streets, known drug dealers. For instance, you can target a known drug dealer as a cop, and you can basically say, hand it over.
Yeah.
Or you're going to the pokey. And the dealer's going to hand it over because he wants to live to deal another day and doesn't want to go to the pokey.
Sure.
So the cop gets whatever stock he had with him at that point in time. The cop didn't have to pay a dime for it.
For free.
And the dealer's out. Now, the dealer's going to make it back. If he's allowed to continue operating for a period of time, he'll make it back within the next couple of days, depending on how much he lost and how big of a dealer he is.
Right, that's built into the price of the of it. You know,
sure, exactly. So
this happens to all dealers.
So then the cops flip that over, and they flip it to their approved dealers. If they don't want to do the dealing themselves, they flip it to whoever will do it for them, and they all split the cash, and they make all kinds of profits.
I can't imagine they'd want to do it themselves. That'd be silly.
Edwards is accused of seizing money and marijuana, and then the other guy was breaking and entering to steal drug dealers' marijuana. So they would target the dealers, find out where they lived, and then go after their houses. I mean, these guys are all over the place. The corruption is so widespread. This is what happens when you have prohibition. More coming up. You can take control, bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you. Enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com.
If you haven't taken care of your will yet, go to LegalZoom.com. Take care of it tonight. You could die tomorrow. Absolutely. You get hit by a car, it's over. And you don't have a will. The government, your stuff stays in probate. None of the people that you want to get your stuff will get it. And, you know, it's just a big mess. Don't do that to the people that you love. Go take care of your will today. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10.
800-259-9231. We'll continue here with an email in a moment, but just to wrap up the corrupt cop stories, I didn't want to leave the other ones out here because there are so many every single week that Drug War Chronicle can easily fill a weekly column with these things at stopthedrugwar.org. The first story was from Indy, where three cops were busted for having a little marijuana distribution ring. Not that I have any problem with selling drugs. I think that drugs should be completely re-legalized. What I have a problem with is the cop saying one thing and doing another.
Right.
Saying,
throwing people in jail for the possession of drugs, using the power that they have in that arena to enrich themselves. That's all just disgusting graft corruption.
Actually, you know what? We're going to hold off on the rest of the corrupt cop stories because Dan is on the line in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Ian. How you doing?
Hey, Dan. What's on your mind?
Hey, I don't know if you remember me, but we watched a little bit of a movie and a presentation by Sam about The Secret.
Oh, yeah, Sam, you must have been at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, I was a big contributor and involved in the Alt Expo.
Excellent.
And that was, you know, one of our presentations there. And I was the guy that spoke up and says, hey, this movie sucks.
Oh, you were the guy in the back of the room. Yeah, well, thank you for doing that, because Sam was, we talked about this briefly on the air the night that Sam did his Law of Attraction presentation at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. And it was really, it was a great presentation, a great discussion with the crowd there. And we kind of summarized it. And basically what I thought was the most valuable part was that he really, I think we helped bridge some gaps between those who are, you know, very, very science-based and demanding evidence for all claims and the idea of Law of Attraction. And I thought it was a very, very positive thing. And you were part of that by suggesting that he turn off the movie The Secret, which is really kind of a cheesy, lame version of the Law of Attraction. And
very well produced.
It's well produced, but it's cheesy and it focuses on
crap. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, I wanted to bring up the Constitution and why. So I'm basically an anarchist, okay?
All right.
And I say go back to the Constitution because, you know, what was supposed to be good about this government is the rule of law, okay? And if we can't count on the federal government or the state governments or, you know, the town governments to follow the rule of law for them, which is the Constitution, then, you know, you might as well throw everything out and, you know, get your gun. And
but what about the three-fifths thing, man?
Wait a minute. Yeah, the three-fifths thing is bad.
Well, there were some political realities of the time that they had to deal with.
The rule of law is in and of itself a way to take the power away from the people. The Constitution's written in very plain English. You and I can understand it. Anybody can read it and understand what it says. And that's why it always baffles me what people arguing about the Second Amendment.
Right.
But the rule of law sort of allows the lawyers to get in there. And I'll tell you, I was recently filing a case here in New Hampshire, and it is almost, it's difficult as hell for the average person to read what it is that they say in these laws and comprehend them. It's just hard.
Here's the deal. There was another 13th Amendment that they've kind of thrown out.
Okay.
That would have kept lawyers from being part of the government.
It would have been nice, but I guess the lawyers preempted that one, huh?
Yeah.
Is it really fair? I mean, if I'm a lawyer, should I really be kept out of the government?
I think so. I think so, because you as a lawyer make money on the law.
So it's a conflict of interest?
The complexity of the law, you know, if you were to get in there and write laws, I mean, you know, you could write your own paycheck once you get back out again.
That's what they do. That's exactly what lawyers do.
Of course they do. And that's, you know, you ask that question to any lawyer and they'll just look at you and, you know, dumbfounded that you thought of it or whatever. I don't know. But it's like, isn't this a conflict of interest? You guys up there writing laws and coming out here, making money on the complexity of the law? It's like,
Dan,
come on.
Let's also point something out about the whole idea of the rule of law. Now, I don't know what their original intention was, what the intention was behind that statement, but if we're talking about the rule of law in that we're talking about natural law, then I'm all for it. But if we're talking about the rule of law in that we're talking about statutes or regulations, man laws written by men, then I can't be for that, because by nature, it's just not going to be equitable. It's not going to be fair.
Well, of course not, and that was what the different constitutions were about, were to limit the things that the particular levels of government could make law about.
But they didn't.
And they completely friggin' ignored the law that's there to restrict them, and they're all about restricting us.
Right.
And it's like, okay, you know, just get back to this, and then we'll work on that. I mean,
It won't ever happen, Dan.
Well, of course. You're probably right. And I think the other thing is that it's going to be a complete breakdown, and there's going to be a bit of chaos for a while.
Well, I hope it doesn't get to that point. Hopefully we'll be able to succeed.
And it's not going to have anything to do with anarchy.
Let's head it off at the pass and just secede before that happens. That would fix the problem.
I understand where you're coming from, and I can see this government having problems in the future. I don't
it's inevitable.
A good reason to tell people that, and I don't see a good reason to even plan for it. Like, you should try hard in order to prevent that. That's a very bad
thing. And my trying hard to prevent that is to try to get the government back in the constitutional box.
Good luck, my friend. It is.
Well, you know what? And you're right.
He's in New Hampshire.
You're right. It's probably an impossible task. I don't know. You know what the answer is.
I would say
those guys up there, they got all the guns and they've shown themselves perfectly willing to use them.
Dan, if you're still interested in the political system, I see that you're here in New Hampshire. Presumably you're involved because the New Hampshire political system, I'd say you have a shot there. I'd say you have a shot at getting some reform to pass there and getting some change on the state level. And I say that based on evidence because the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has really done a great job so far. So I think there's a shot there, but at the national level, it's game over, dude.
I will support people that want that shot, but I personally have removed myself from the voter rolls.
Really?
And I am no longer consenting to be governed, so.
Well, hey, then I'm with you. That's a personal secession, man. Wait a minute. Hold on a second, Dan. How did you get off the voter rolls? Because Russell Canning and his wife, Kat, out here in Keene, New Hampshire, have been trying to do that, and they've been rebuffed at every turn.
Really?
Yeah.
I called up my town hall and I says, I want to get off the voter rolls, and I says, Can I fax you a letter stating that clearly and sign it, and I faxed over a letter.
Have you verified?
I didn't even show up
you verified that they actually removed you?
You know what? That's a good question.
Check that out. Do that. Do me a favor and yourself a favor. Check because the voter rolls are public. You can go down to the city clerk and you can actually flip through the book. Go and see if you're still registered to vote, because that's Russell and Kat have had a real tough time. They've basically been told, hey, we don't have to take you off the voter roll. So maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. I'm interested.
They didn't tell
happens.
Me that when I called. And I take people at their word until they prove me otherwise.
Well, the bureaucrats sometimes don't even know what they're talking about. I mean, they'll just say something to sound nice because they don't want to be responsible for, saying something that you won't like to hear. So check that out and call us back and let us know if you actually
got off. I will check that out. I am curious now that you mention it.
Thanks, Dan, for the call. Good conversation. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TBOTECH.com.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And enjoy all those features there, because they're totally free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board for as little as $3 a month. And that money, we take it in and reinvest it into the show, getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations and getting on more internet connections, on more MP3 players, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and learn about the perks you'll get access to, like the Ample call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, we were talking earlier about Danny LaDonne and his excellent documentary, Playing Columbine, mm-hmm. which you can order and see a preview of over at playingcolumbine.com. And you had mentioned that in the fun tent at the Porcupine Freedom Festival put on by SACL CAI, that you apparently had damaged or lost your copy of Playing Columbine. I guess you were not aware that Jason Osborne, the founder of SACL CAI, managed to apparently swipe that from you.
Well, he's in collections, after all. I mean, so he collected it. No, I knew that he had it, and it became damaged, and I kind of got the impression that he was going to keep it. You know, like he didn't even, I didn't know that he knew that he even had it and that kind of thing.
How do you know it was damaged?
Because I saw it.
What, was it cracked or something?
No, the page was rippled where it was signed and stuff.
Oh, so the disc wasn't actually
damaged. No, the case.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Well, anyway, Jason Osborne is the man, big supporter behind the program. SACL CAI is what it's all about. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, they do it. Collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained to resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. And that again, SACL CAI. As we continue with your calls about what you want, let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee on the Amp Line. Hello, Gene.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Ron Paul and Revolution, the Manifesto.
That's his book.
The book, yeah.
That's his book. Been on the New York Times bestseller list, and currently I think it's number 13 on Amazon's nonfiction list. So it's a pretty popular book, and it's got a lot of wisdom in it. he talks in there about what he could do, because people have speculated, well, you know, Ron Paul as a president, head of the executive, he can't do much because all the legislation is done by Congress.
I've heard that sort of talk.
Yeah, and I suggested, well, you know, as head of the executive, he can pretty much choose and pick and choose what laws he wants to do. And he hinted as much. About 3 pages from the end of the book, he talked about what a president of the United States could do in regards to things like, for instance, the marijuana laws,
mm-hmm.
is simply tell his attorney general not to prosecute these laws.
That's
so
something.
Certainly, as a president, they could do things like that. Now, he didn't say that he would do it, but he said as president, that's what a president could do as head of the executive. So Ron Paul's pretty smart. He doesn't just blurt out what he's going to do. He says it in a
roundabout way. I don't know if that's smart. Why wouldn't he say that? Why wouldn't he? I mean, Harry Brown did back in when he was running for president in 1996 and 2000 for the Libertarian presidential candidacy. He came right out in his book, Why Government Doesn't Work, which is, in fact, one of the more interesting chapters. It's a great book, highly recommended. And he says the first thing that he would do when he got into office would be he'd sit down. First of all, he could tear a bunch of pages out of the Federal Register, which is where they write all those executive orders and stuff like that. He could just tear that stuff up. And he would pardon every single nonviolent drug offender sitting in federal prison. He could do that before lunch on his first day in office. And then he talks about all the other things that he could do as president. And it was really a neat vision.
Those are the things that Ron Paul wrote about in the end of the book. But also, a week from Saturday, I'm going to try and call you guys from China and let you know what has changed since my last trip there. I did get an early report from another guy who's married to a Chinese woman who just came back a few weeks ago that the anti-American sentiment is growing in China.
Really?
Especially if you get outside of the main cities. The people are pretty perturbed with the Americans. So this is
what are they perturbed with us about?
Well, you know, the thing that pissed them off the most is not things like the Iraq War or trade or anything like that, but they were upset because for earthquake relief, we only sent X number of dollars as far as, you know, official federal government money, and other countries sent a lot more. So,
but
that, and of course, that's wrong. We shouldn't be sending anything as a
federal
government.
And the other countries are socialists, so they're taking more money from people. I mean, we're leaving more money in people's hands to be able to give money, you know, the American people be able to give their own money.
I think if they decided to choose the figures from private charities, such as Salvation Army, most people don't realize this, but Salvation Army has a section dedicated towards earthquake relief in China.
Really?
Well, hold on.
If you can add it up.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I was saying if you added up all of the private charitable donations to China, I'll bet you it equals way more than all the other countries.
That would be fair, but now don't the Chinese people largely get their news from a government-controlled agency?
They do.
So
yep.
Isn't the government just planting seeds of dissension at this point then, you know, against their biggest customer?
Well, but it's true. I mean, the fact of the matter is that only X number of dollars were given and other countries gave more. So,
but we're not a socialist country.
Well, yes, we are.
Not as socialist as the rest of them.
Whatever.
Yeah,
look,
are.
I
we're,
sat with a guy from France this weekend, a Free State Project member, and talked about the difference between this country and France. Believe me, France is a socialist country compared to this one.
Oh, I know that. And our media is as much controlled as their media. Believe me, I can get as much good news off of the Chinese media as I can off of our media because our media is so slanted and so twisted, and so controlled by the corporate higher ups. That you can't expect to get any better news in this country than you do in China, really. And I'll let you know if there's any other major observations when I get there. But
very good, Gene.
Saturday morning, so it'll be a week. I want to call you on a Saturday, so I'll try and call you the Saturday after that.
Cool. Well, good luck with your trip, and have a safe one, okay?
Well, thank you.
Always,
have a good week.
Yeah, always interesting to hear what's going on in other countries, hear from people that have a different perspective on things, and hear from people that are a little more worldly than myself. 800-259-9231. And when I said earlier that we are socialist, it didn't mean that I was socialist. I meant the U.S. government.
Just take it easy there, Rain Man. Definitely not we. Definitely not we.
Yeah, don't really get it. Never seen the movie, but yeah. I've heard it's really good. Let's go to Jeff in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeff.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to call in and tell you, your listeners, that you know, just because Congress passes a law, I mean, does it make it constitutional or actually if challenged? Same thing as an executive order or a sign-in statement by President Bush. I mean, people fail to realize this. I mean,
that's true.
These things have been
challenged. They can pass whatever they want.
Yeah, they can pass. They can pass any law, like the Homegrown Terrorism Act that they recently passed, the Patriot Act or whatever. Just because they pass a law doesn't mean that it will stand. If someone challenges...
Well, most of them stand. Most of the unconstitutional ones stand because they just don't give a damn about the Constitution.
There are several Supreme Court cases. I've studied this quite frequently. And if someone like the ACLU, National Lawyers Guild, Center for Constitutional Rights, some organization challenges a bill or law that had been passed, an executive order, signing statement, I mean, and show the Supreme Court cases that relates to the law that they passed, they can be challenged and they can be struck down.
They can be. Sometimes
they are.
And sometimes,
like,
but not
out,
often.
I'd like to point out also that if you believe a public official is not performing his or her duties, you can file what they call a writ of mandamus. If you don't think that official is performing his or her duties, file a writ of mandamus.
Didn't you suggest this before, Jeff?
Well,
and then when I suggested that you go ahead and do that, you actually backed off and you didn't want to do that.
Well, in any event, but
yeah, that's exactly it. Thanks for the call, Jeff. We appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know if first of all, he's right. They can pass whatever laws they want to, and yes, it could be overturned in the courts. But generally, they aren't. Generally, they are backed up. Generally, the courts do back up unconstitutional laws, which means the Constitution is just a piece of paper, and it's just a nice little. It was just a nice little idea. I wish I could say more about it. I wish I could say, yeah, the Supreme Court's really out there holding up the Constitution, but we're going to find out tomorrow in a pretty big case, the gun case out of Washington, D.C.
There's been a couple of instances recently where the Supreme Court, you know, upholds it in a way that I like.
Yeah, and more than a couple where they have struck down freedom in favor of tyranny, like the Kelo decision and any decision that expands the police state.
Those people don't have any idea what's more constitutional than I do.
So we'll find out what they decide on the gun case tomorrow and, of course, bring that to you here, and we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Amp line, 5 seconds, go. You're on, and you're off. We're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What if I...